in our area, they have been changed constantly. From the beginning, we didn't know for sure what were the names. There were lots of names that has been erased. For example, these are the things that I want to talk about here. They were nicknames. They were names of people that were called, or because of their outstanding event in their life. And sometimes it's about how they look and what they look like. I asked one of the elder in our community of Piwanik about the nicknames of the people. And her name is Nancy Patrick, and I interviewed her on March 12, 1993. One particular thing in my mind, that is to ask the names of people, the original names of the people which he has known as a young person, and what she has heard from her parents or grandparents. So these are few names that she gave me. An outstanding name, that is. And there was a man by the name of Mbakune. Some people say Mbakune. It is Ojibwe accent. It's Ojibwe accent. What it means, I really don't know. Mbakune would mean in Ojibwe or Ojibwe, it would mean a flame, a flame, open fire, or a jumping flame. And then there was a nickname or a name by the person. He was known as Wasahenugum. Wasahenugum was just a nickname, it's not a true name. But it stick to the person. And this person, first of all, let us go back to the Mbakune, or Mbakune. Mbakune is a well-known person. He lives within the James Bay and Hudson Bay area. He was known in Attawapiskat, and he was known in Minsk, and he was known in Fort Sever, and in about 500 miles within each river. He has traveled a lot. And then there was another person that we have to go on to. His name is Wasahenugum. Wasahenugum. That means an extraordinary cutaway nose, whatever it is. It has to do with the nose anyway. So that's all he was known. But he has a name. This person lived somewhere around, lived in 1900 to 1934. At least he lived that long. But he was not the first one to be called this name. There was other person who was known to be same name. Now here's another one. This was another extraordinary name that was known to exist between James Bay and Hudson Bay, and it was known to be as Kinwanakwan. Kinwanwigan. That means a long back or backside of a person. The long back. Kinwanwigan. And then there's another one. Another one was called Osawapai. It means brown hide, I guess. And then there was another person was known as Gatchon. So this is supposed to be a bird. It's a hawk. It's mostly like it's a hawk, but it's not a fish hawk. It looks like a fish hawk. And then there was another person by the name of Keganugadew. Kegan no ga deung. It means the person who has long legs.